This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. For centuries, people have been knitting, crocheting, weaving, and quilting, mostly for functionality, but more recently, for enjoyment. And now, a clinical psychologist in Flagstaff is studying the emotional and physical benefits of handcrafting textiles. Ann Futterman Collier runs the Well-Being Lab at Northern Arizona University.
People basically have a vacation from their problems. They can forget about what's bothering them, and they get into something in the moment that energizes them. That leads to the repair and mood. And, you know, it could be simply distraction, but I think distraction doesn't also have that excitement component to it as well as the engagement.
Futterman Collier interviewed 60 women about their sources of stress. Then she randomly asked some to work with textiles, some to meditate, and some to write, asking them to rate their moods during these activities. She also monitored their heart rates and took saliva samples to measure inflammation in their bodies, which can influence disease.
We just picked women because, even though, like I said, I think this applies equally to men, hormonally there could be a lot of different things going on in women versus men. Textile handcraft making was associated with the greatest mood repair, increases in positive, decreases in negative mood. So people who were given the task to make something actually had less of an inflammatory response in the face of a stressor.
Futterman Collier says her research shows a definite mind-body connection when working with textiles, and that maintaining good health goes far beyond diet. Not only should we eat more fiber, she says we should play with it as well. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.